Hello, Internet. I'm here with Denise Tribona from the Windows Design and Research Group. And tell me a little bit about your group. What is it that you do here at Microsoft?
Well, my team specifically, we work on brand experience in the product. That has a lot to do with the visuals. Mm-hmm. So we spend a lot of time working with Stefan, who's already been on Channel 9, yeah. on the actual visuals of the taskbar. We spend a lot of time on lightening up the UI in this release, kind of generally making things feel cleaner, lighter, and faster.
Yeah.
And we also work on the content pieces in the system.
Nice. So in this instance, we're here to talk about the desktop backgrounds, which are very interesting for Windows 7. It's different from what we've seen in the past. Mm-hmm. And what was the high-level school of thought with that on this release?
We wanted to do a couple things, and one was to respect our tradition of photography. But also, we wanted to introduce some personality into the product, mm-hmm. Hence the illustrations, which are a little bit different for us.
And where in the timeline of the development of this operating system does the thought go into backgrounds?
Hopefully as early as possible.
Yeah.
I started in this position early on in M2, and in September of 2007, I think. And October is when I started working on the backgrounds. Okay. Like basically, as soon as I figured out that that should be a high priority. It takes a long time.
So this is probably the one that most people remember. I mean, it kind of stands out for me because this was the beta. It was the first time we really got a chance to see Windows 7. And tell me about this one.
Yeah, this was interesting. We didn't want to give away too much of, the future look and feel.
Yeah.
It was the beta.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, what could feel linked to where we were coming from with Windows Vista, but also give a little bit of a sense of anticipation. Mm-hmm. Like there's something else is out there coming in the future. And so we decided on the beta fish, a little bit of a play on words.
With the seven bubbles.
With the seven bubbles, yeah. a few people noticed that, but actually not too many. So
yeah.
Good spot on your part. Yeah, there are seven bubbles in there. And it was fun to kind of see people react and have some people go, I don't get it. And other people go, it's a beta fish.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
So how many backgrounds are there?
Altogether, including the default in the set, would be 26.
And how hard is it to design a background that's going to be used on so many computers? Because you've got to account for the netbooks that have really small screens, and then you've got people like me who I'm running 84 inches of monitor at home.
Wow.
So, so how do you accommodate that?
Well, in this release, we actually did make a change that accommodates that. And so we wanted to ship one size of wallpaper. You might recall in Windows Vista, there were some widescreen versions mm-hmm. of wallpapers. And this time around, we wanted to ship just one for each. So we changed our default size of the wallpapers to 1920 by 1200. Mm-hmm. And also created a new setting for how your wallpaper fits. It's called Fill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it fills the screen appropriately, to whatever size you have.
It seems a lot smarter than the backgrounds were in the past.
Yeah, it's a nice addition, and I think from my perspective, being a visuals person, allows us to do a little bit higher quality. So this probably feels most familiar to people. In Windows Vista and prior to Windows Vista, we have always featured landscape photography, beautiful landscapes,
mm-hmm.
and we knew this is a popular piece, and we didn't want to go away from that. We wanted to respect that. We tried to feature light and energy.
So where do the photos come from?
In this case, for the most part in our photography set, it's stock photography.
Mm-hmm.
We went through thousands of pictures. We also are featuring the work of a local photographer named Will Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at the architecture set here in a minute, but one of the reasons for featuring Will is that he actually specializes in architecture, and we're finding architecture a little hard to fill out.
Yeah.
As it turns out, he's all around a very good photographer, and so some of his work made it into the other sets
as
well.
And it's got kind of a Seattle feel.
Yeah. We have a little stamp of Seattle in there.
Great.
Which is kind of nice.
So this is the nature set.
Yeah, this is the nature set, and we also have always gotten a lot of good feedback. when I talk about feedback, I should say that, you know, when people send us screenshots of their system and send comments, we get a screenshot of what's on their desktop. So we can kind of tell what people have an affinity for.
Yeah.
And so when I talk about this being popular with people, that's a little bit of how we know. And
when I think this, I think the leaf background, which was a picture taken by Mike Swanson from DPE.
Yes. That's true. And we have featured some employee photography in like our RC releases, and there's actually some employee photography in the sample picture files.
Nice.
Final sample picture files.
A little
files.
Something extra in their paycheck for that, or no?
No.
Okay.
recognition and just a lot of goodwill.
Yeah. I joke with Mike that, you know, he's got the Ferrari for his picture in the background, but probably not.
No, but we did get a lot of submissions and interest, and, you know, we were just asking people if they had anything interesting to throw our way. It wasn't as official as in Windows Vista. You know, we had an internal contest then.
Yeah.
So here we knew that, like you mentioned, the leaves were really popular with people.
Yeah.
The rocks were also really, you know, popular with people, and we felt like there was some affinity in terms of nature up close, the macro type of, of photography. And so we have a theme around that. This is one of Will Austin's pictures right there. Actually, the Dahlia. And that's another one of his. So some more local,
very nice.
Local flavor in there. So another set for us in photography was architecture, which was, you know, also different and new. And it seemed like a good balance to a lot of the nature.
Yeah.
So we have landscapes and we have the more macro nature photography. And it seemed here like moving to something that was more influenced by man. Architecture is interesting because there's a lot of licensing issues around architecture, and so we can use some
of
the...
I didn't even think about that.
Some of the imagery that we wanted is not available for use.
All right, sounds like there's a little story behind that, but we'll... okay.
So, like I say, we were having some trouble filling out the architecture category, and this is from Will Austin. We happened to get pointed his way, and we have some really wonderful shots
in here.
One
of my favorite.
You know what I love about his work in these sets is the light and energy that it has in it, which is one of the things.
Yeah.
You know, it's a theme of Windows 7 that we were really kind of looking to play up. And
yeah, the curves are not really what I'd expect from architecture either.
Yeah, that was
every one of these has like, you know, the curves and the motion to it.
That was something else that we looked for and wound up with as a consistent theme throughout the set, so as opposed to things that felt really sharp or angular.
So what kinds of things do you have to take into account when you commission backgrounds?
Well,
I mean, obviously, you've got to think about where people have icons.
Yes, we do. That's a main consideration. Where they have icons, and since by default they start appearing on the left side of your screen, we decided, yes, we need good clear area over there and a pretty uniform, you know, value in terms of either being light or dark.
Yeah.
So that you can read your text and it doesn't start changing up and down the screen too much. And the other thing was keeping the right side with some clear space, because we know people will tend to, you know, balance their screen and either put more desktop shortcuts over there or put gadgets over there. And so we wanted to make sure we left room for that. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, we really wanted to be showing off the transparency in Windows 7 and noticing how you can see the photography, you know, or your picture.
So
in
there's,
the image.
There's detail down there, so you can tell that you've got a transparent taskbar.
Yeah, so there's detail with these, and we'll see that more so even in the illustrations as well, that we want to make sure that, you know, we're kind of playing up that transparency. It's one of the things that, you know, was often requested.
Yeah.
And so we're happy to give it to the users.
How much direction did you give people? It was probably different from the illustrations of the photography, but...
It is different. In the case of the photography, as I mentioned, working mostly with stock, we worked with the media acquisitions team here at Microsoft, who were fantastic in providing us lots of options to go through. And it was tough, you know, to edit down, actually, to, you know, our top picks. But, you know, around landscapes, we talk about things that work well and don't work well, and getting a good variety, of color, and, you know, trying to, you know, not feel like all one type of landscape, try to get water landscapes, desert landscapes, and, you know, work that variety in there. And similarly with architecture, which, you know, was really interesting because there are so many styles and so many, you know, types of buildings out there mm-hmm. that you could work with. We started out really, really broad, and as we tried things out, realized what was working and narrowed in from there.
Mm-hmm. And this is where it starts getting really interesting.
Yeah, this is different for us. This is where injecting that bit of personality really comes into play.
Yeah.
And this is a bit new and different for windows, as we already mentioned.
Yeah.
I think here, you know, when I started on this project, looking around, it seems like currently, culturally, there's a lot of appreciation mm-hmm. of illustration. And
yeah.
we see it used a lot in terms of often associated with music.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friends at Zune were definitely an inspiration
yeah, definitely.
For this work and helped us out, pointing us to 72 and Sunny, which is the agency that they had worked with on Zune Arts. And, you know, we look at what else was popular out there. There are some websites that featured, you know, desktops for download.
Yeah.
And in looking at those, I saw a lot of similar work.
A lot of illustrated
work.
Photography.
Yeah, a lot of illustrated work and things that felt modern,
yeah.
kind of up to date.
I'm trying to think in the past, I don't remember any illustrated backgrounds in Windows.
Well, you know, for this project, I actually did go back through some of our prior artwork. And
yeah.
there are some in XP, but they're
yeah.
not of this nature. So, you know, with this, I think we really wanted to approach something that felt more modern, up-to-date, you know, culturally aware. And it's difficult with Windows, I think. Like, we can't really be super on trend.
Yeah, yeah.
The product usually lasts a long time in
yeah,
people's
yeah.
homes.
Yeah.
And if you make it, I think, really, really trendy, then it's not going to have the
staying power that you need. Yeah.
The staying power.
So 72
yeah.
and Sunny, they had to just be thrilled to get this project because this is just such a.
Yeah.
It's visual in the sense it's a fun project to work on, but also because everyone's going to be seeing these, especially these. I mean, they were so popular when they came out. I don't think people were really expecting this kind of design from Microsoft.
Yeah, they were thrilled. They were great to work with. You know, a little bit about how all this worked and working with them. They sort of brought us, you know, the illustrators. We talked a lot about what we wanted, how we wanted this very diverse set. You know, we want a global appeal. We
mm-hmm.
are Windows
yeah.
and like to pay attention to that. And so we kind of sought out illustrators that felt like they would be on brand and in the style that we wanted and fit the project, but also just really represented a very broad, diverse viewpoint.
Yeah.
And they're definitely not all of one style, as you can see.
Yeah, definitely.
So when
very
we say
different.
They, you know, when we say they fit stylistically, we had, you know, a very diverse selection in mind.
Yeah.
So the next set is the character set, and I think this gets really interesting for people. I've probably heard the most feedback about the artwork in this
yeah,
set.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when we created these, given that we wanted to have such a diverse set with a lot of personality and potentially something that, you know, might appeal to you or it might not appeal to
yeah.
you. Hopefully there's something in the set that appeals to you, but we know that, you know, there are going to be some of these that aren't for everybody. And so
let's, if I'm a designer and I'm looking at these, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do my presentation to Microsoft and say, these are the backgrounds that I think you should have in Windows 7. Well, I want to know, what was the room like when you first took a look at these and you saw these?
We were thrilled.
Yeah.
I mean, we were thrilled with, you know, the illustrators that we saw
yeah.
and their work. You know, in most all of these illustrators, we knew when we looked at their work initially, like, that this was going to be
yeah.
a great, you know, contribution.
Yeah.
And we started getting back the first sketches and we were just kind of, you know, blown away by how great the stuff we were seeing. Like, we just felt, wow, this
is
going to be an awesome project.
Yeah, let's do something new. And how much back and forth went on with the designers?
Officially, we went 5 rounds. Mm-hmm. And I would say there are, with some folks we got there really fast, and with some folks we had more iteration.
Yeah.
I can show you a little bit more about that if you'd like.
I'd love to see that.
Okay. So this is the work of Pom Chan, one of the artists from the Scenes mm-hmm. set. And this is just the first set of sketches that we got from her. You can see that there's a lot of variety to them. This is actually the one here, number 3, that we decided to work
with. Do you know what the medium was on this? Or are they using like...
Mixed for her.
Wow.
It's really interesting. She's the artist where we get that question, I think, the most from people when they see these.
It looks like watercolor, but not.
Yeah, and I think it's a variety. And so mm-hmm. some of it is done, with hand, and some of it's done on the computer afterwards. But it is really beautiful and feels really different. So that was, kind of the sketches. And like I said, we worked with number 3. And this is the next round that she sent back to us. And it's very much like what we actually have with mm-hmm. very minor changes. This is an artist.
That looks familiar.
Yeah. His studio is, it's Red Nose Studios. And his name is Chris Sickles. And these are the sketches that he sent us in the first round. Take you through these really quickly. A lot of concepts around flying, mm-hmm. And this is sort of this is the early version of what we eventually wound up with. So from those concepts, we chose to work on this version, and with Chris's process, because he actually builds out a model of this artwork and then shoots it with a camera. He's got to be really sure ahead of time.
Built out a model how? Like he's physically with some
physically
like clay or something.
Physically in a studio, yes, building this out, hanging this model and shooting it exactly as you see it. So we move from the sketch phase to this is the color study mm-hmm. For the same piece of artwork, and then. This is detail on the cloud suit itself mm-hmm. and making sure that all kind of comes together, because we traded some comments back and forth about how that was going to work. And then this is the next version. And so we went through several rounds of sketching and going over details and talking about the positioning of the elements, and then he set this all up and shot it.
So like if this. It looks so real, it's because it is real.
Exactly. With this one, it is absolutely real.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it was really just amazing to see come together.
Do we know where this is now, the model?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You should probably get a hold of that.
I'll have to ask. I don't know. I wonder what he does, because, he's...
It should be in our archive.
He does, quite a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's his profession. And so I wonder if he has lots of models around, a whole studio full of models. Also, I should mention that the theme that the illustrators were given to work with, because some people wonder what the direction was, and it was not a lot. There's a one-page, fairly short brief, and mm-hmm. talked about, we want to be inspiring and optimistic with these, and generally think about light and energy in your work. And we were really surprised to get back consistently, like a lot of things around flying, the sky, things going on in the sky, whether it's, hot air balloons or, rainbows or rice cookers or
flying turtles.
So we got, it's amazing how people kind of converged. Many of the illustrators converged on similar ideas around light and energy. This is another piece where, you're seeing a lot of things happening in the sky, a lot of the light rays, like we saw previously in the work of Yuko Kondo with the turtle. Mm-hmm. It was just really interesting to see it all come together and see people take that theme and go in that direction with it.
Yeah.
It's really nice. So another artist collective that we work at, it's actually a group that we worked with, is Punga, I hope I'm pronouncing that relatively correctly, working out of Buenos Aires. And when we started the project, This was the first round of artwork that they sent us, and it's very interesting artwork. But we thought, this feels very kind of plasma-like and liquidy, and you know, maybe too primordial to folks. And you know, we
very
said,
different.
It's very different.
It's kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has its own appeal to it. And you're like, huh, that could be really interesting on my desktop. But we started working through, are there some other concepts we could get to? And so after that, they sent us a set of things. Well, what about characters that are flying? What would that look like? Something around the flying theme. Which is another. This is if it was going to be less of a 3D model and more of an illustration. So we explored this, like, would there be these characters, lots of characters together, potentially flying? And this is from that set. Then they took them to, well, what about if they were all white? And maybe they are, you know, shiny,
kind of
glossy.
Yeah.
Let's play around with the lighting effects.
It fits well with Arrow.
Yep. And then, this was another character they were using just for comping this up. But they said, what if it, starts to take on this flavor, this quality of...
Starting to look familiar.
Starting to look familiar, isn't it? and so, we thought, there's still, some adjustments we could make here. So when they came back to us with a new character, they sent options like this. So if you take this, plug it into the earlier version we saw, and you arrive here with our desktop, which they had given the illustration the title Reign of Heroes.
Nice.
So, I thought that was nice. This has turned out to be one of our most interesting backgrounds in terms of feedback and also in terms of people liking it. So it's, at first people are like, what is this? And then they're like, I love it. And, we've gotten a ton of feedback on all of the wallpapers, but some of the interesting feedback on this is, there's one story of somebody actually printing this out and plastering a wall in their study with this and literally making wallpaper out of it because they thought it was so cool, which is great to hear that people are that excited about the artwork.
How many of the backgrounds have official titles?
Not many of them do. It was really, when we were working with the illustrators, it was just, if they gave them friendly names, and a lot of people, some did, some didn't. This happened to be one of the sets of, artists that gave it a friendly title, and I think the friendly title is just really appropriate.
Yeah.
And has nice meaning.
So will there be any other backgrounds that come out over the lifespan of this product?
Oh, yeah. The Windows Online Gallery, so there's actually a link to it already in the product, and it's live online in a beta form, and you're able to download themes from there. And
great.
I think we'll probably have some great partners putting up themes by the time we launch.
Yeah.
So there'll be some good, exciting artwork
awesome.
Around that time.
Great.
And also people will be able to post their own themes. So.
That's great.
And share themes. We really want people to have that experience of saying, hey, I made this great thing and be able to share it with a friend.
That's great. So. Well, thanks so much for coming out and showing us this. This was great.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate your interest.